Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin. In the previous Daf, we learned two opinions as to the source that a Karban Pesach can be brought B'tomo when the majority of the Tzibur is Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan derived this halacha from the Pasuk that refers to an Ish being pushed to Pesach Sheni, which implies that a Tzibur is not delayed until Pesach Sheni. Rish Lakish rejected this because the Pasuk may just be teaching that a Tzibur doesn't bring on Pesach Sheni, but it never says that they do bring on Pesach Rishon. Instead, Rish Lakish derived the halacha from the listing of Zavim Mutzara in the Pasuk, implying that there is some Karban where Tamei Mase is not excluded from, but his Zavim Mutzara are excluded, which can only be the Karban Pesach. So Abai rejects Reish Lakish's source because this Pasuk would teach that a Zav can participate in Karban Pesach and only a Mitzvah is excluded. That would be directly against the Mishnah in Daf Sadiyeh, which says that a Zav cannot eat from a Karban Pesach. Elam Rabbi Eliyahu Mikra Kama. Abai agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's source, and the extra word the Nefesh teaches that when the Tzibur is Tameh, they may bring the Karban on Pesach Rishon. Amar Rav Chista, Mitzvah Shenichlas Lefnim Mechitzaso Pater. Rav Chista teaches that a Mitzvah who enters a city in Eretz Yisrael does not get Malkus, since the Torah says, "Badad yeshev mechutz machne moshavo," which is a mitzvah saseh to leave the city. There is no malchus for any lav hanita klasei, an isra that the Torah gives a mitzvah to correct it. The Gemara asks on Rav Chissa that there is a brisa that says, "Mitzora shenichnas lefnim mechitzasu barbam," a mitzora who enters the city gets malchus. The Gemara answers, "Tanaihi." Rav Chissa holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that badad yeshev is nasei that fixes the lav. The brisa says you get malchus holds like Rabbi Yehuda that we need badad yeshev to teach that a mitzora sent out even further than other Tamei people like a Zav and a Tamei Meis. Later on, the Gemara points out that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the pasuk of Yishlachum in a machane, Kol Tzeruah, V'kol Zav, V'kol Tamei Lenefesh to teach the din of the three camp division of sending out Tamei people, because he needs the pasuk to teach that B'shash Tamei Meis Mishtalchin, Zav and Mitzorah Mishtalchin. The Chi of Karis for Zav and Mitzorah to enter the Machane Shechina only applies when Tamei Meis are banned from the Machane Shechina. However, when the Karban Pesach is brought B'tumah B'tzibur, so Tamei Meis are allowed in the Machane Shechina, there would also be no karis for Zavim and Mitzrayim who pushed their way in to the Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa that records the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon works with the assumption that Tumas Mitzrayim is stricter than Tumas Zav, and Tumas Zav is stricter than Tumas Meis, and therefore if the Torah only would have taught the Chumrah of sending away a Tamei Meis, we would have been able to apply it to Zav and Mitzrayim with a Kal V'Chomer. So my Chumrah de Zav mi Tamei Meis, what makes Tumas Zav more severe than Tumas Meis? So if Zav is more strict than Tamei Meis in that Shekein Tumi Yotzal of Megufal, Zav becomes Tamei from his own body and not from an external source of Tumah. On the other hand, the Tamei Meis has its own Chumrah of Rezav that he requires Hazaz Shlishi Yushvi being sprinkled with Paraduma waters on the third and the seventh day. The real Chumrah that Zav has is not over Tamei Meis itself, but is that in the context of Tamei Meis, the Torah also alludes to Tumah Sheretz, which is certainly more lenient than Zav, because Zav is Tumah Yotzei Lav Megufo. There is no stringency that a Tamei Sheretz has that a Zav does not. They're both Metamei Ba'ones. My Chumrei de Mitzorah Mizav, what makes Tumas Mitzorah more severe than Tumas Zav? Mitzorah is a Chumrah of Zav in that he requires Prio Frima, leaving his hair uncut and tearing his clothing, and is not permitted to have marital relations. On the other hand, the Zav is more Chumrah because he is Metame Mishkav Moshe, Metame Klicheres Behesed. He can be Metame things by sitting or lying on them, and can be Metame a pottery utensil by moving it. The real Chumrah that Mitzorah has is not over Zav itself, but the Torah refers to a Balkari in the context of this discussing a Zav. The Tumas Mitzvah is certainly more severe than a Balkari, if we assume like Rabbi Nassim that a Balkari cannot become Tamei with a tiny amount of fluid. The Braisa said that from the phrase of a Kol Zav, we learn that a Balkari is also sent away. Kol Tzerua Lamali. What do we learn from the phrase Kol Tzerua? I did the ksiv kol zeh ksiv kol tzerua. There is a kol zav ksiv kol tzerua. There's really nothing in particular we learn from kol tzerua. Torah just uses the phrase to keep it consistent with the phrase kol zav. The idea that kol zav includes balkari fits nicely with Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush that a balkari like a zav is also sent chutz l'shtei machnos, outside the machna shechina and the machna leviyah. Even though the Mishnah says balkari kimaga sheretz, a balkari is the same as somebody who becomes tamei from a sheretz who is only sent outside the machna shechina, it may only mean to equate them in the specific halachos of their tumah, namely that they're both metame ba'ones, they become tame even when the tumah happens against their will.